Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Me, Myself, Karen, I. This is our last episode of this mini-series, and we're really excited to be chatting with y'all today about self-care, community care, and sisterhood.
We have talked to some incredible, brilliant guests over the course of this four-part mini-series, and we have another brilliant guest for you all calling in from New York to talk about her work with the Mami Chula Social Club. But before we get to that interview, we're going to have a little conversation entre nos about sisterhood and self-care and community care and our experiences with all of those beautiful things.
And by the way, I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
And we are the co-hosts, co-founders, and co-producers of Locatora Radio.
And we're really excited to be hosting guest hosts for this month's Crooked Minis.
Yeah, so let's get into it. So sisterhood, friendship, community, things that are very important to us as individuals, and also at Locatora Radio, definitely things that we try to cultivate within our own community mm-hmm. of listeners and women and femmes.
Yeah. And even thinking about sisterhood, and we'll talk more about this later in the episode, but sisterhood, even like with our mothers.
Yes.
And relationships with our mothers and bringing our moms into our world and our social life and how there's something really magical in that as well. I think you and I have each like been developing our relationships with our mothers in different ways, especially after coming home from college,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like moving back home and sharing space with them and getting to know them all over again.
Sharing space and also existing as an adult child, right? You know, we're obviously still children to our parents, but we're adults now. So what does our relationship look like now that I'm an adult child? So I'm going to have a different kind of life that you may not want to know about, right?
Sure.
But I'm going to fill you in on it because, well, I'm an adult now and, mm-hmm. you know, this is a part of us growing together.
Absolutely. I've had so much fun with my mom. Mm-hmm. Like since I've come home from school, you know, we just very comfortably will drink together.
Yeah.
Or gossip, go out to eat. We've each invited our moms like to our podcasting events and parties and brunches and things like that. And it's funny because, you know, we talk about personal things and adult issues and sex and sexuality and resistance and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes our moms are a little bit horrified.
Yeah. But want to be supportive.
Want to be supportive and also are sort of living vicariously through.
Oh, absolutely.
In some ways.
Whether they want to admit it or not.
Oh, yeah. It's part of it, right? They kind of like have to be a little bit appalled, but they also are like fascinated and really into it and enjoying it.
I think so because, you know, a part of healing that intergenerational trauma is being able to talk about these subjects that their mothers, our mom's mothers, our grandmothers wouldn't allow them to talk about.
Right.
Or that they didn't have these conversations with even their own sisters.
Sure.
So being able to have the conversations is a way to heal from that generational trauma and open up the dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, we get together with our girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom has a lot of girlfriends. My mom has a lot of comadres, and she's always out for someone's birthday or grabbing drinks or dinner with someone. And I know that when she gets together with them, she's complaining about me. And then when I get together with my homegirls, sometimes we complain about our moms.
Right, right, right.
It's just full circle. But we're always thinking about each other in that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, as we were recording, my mother was calling me.
Love it. On brand, yes. On cue.
Right, always. And, you know, my mom and I have had to, you know, navigate me being back home and, you know, being out, not coming home and doing those kinds of things. But also still trying to, like you mentioned, like foster our own type of relationship that can exist now between two adult women.
Mm.
Obviously still having some type of boundary because there is a familial, obviously, relationship as mother and daughter.
Yeah.
But, you know, being able to get closer culture and do these more adult things, right? We love to have our Shonda night. So on Thursdays, we like buy a bottle of wine, and I do my best to like not schedule anything on Thursdays. Life happens sometimes, but yeah, like right now that Grey's Anatomy is back in season, we're like, all right, it's Shonda night. Who's buying the wine today?
Cute.
And my mom is more of a homebody, actually. I will try to like bring her out, and she'll come out once in a while, but she really does like to be home. She drives a lot for work. So when she's home, she wants to be home.
Sure.
So then how can I compromise, right? Her needs are to be home. So I'm going to bring the wine, and we're going to put on a movie, and we're going to do these different things that are more low key, but still bonding.
That's really cute. And I love too how like sisterhood is really just contingent upon spending time with each other. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't have to be an extravagant situation.
Right.
It can really just be we're spending an hour together. We're spending 2 hours together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's beautiful. And like with us in our friend group, I think that our like the way that we spend time with each other has shifted, because when we first met, it was like, we're going out, we're going out, we're going out.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sometimes Tuesday.
Sometimes Taco Tuesday.
Sometimes a Monday, depending on what's going on at La Cita. You know what I mean? Like, I think each of us were probably healing from something.
We were.
And our way to collectively come together and heal was to go out and drink and dance and just be out together.
Yeah.
We don't do so much of that now.
No.
But we do our check-ins. Mm-hmm. We do more talking, I think.
Yeah, we definitely do more talking. You can see where we are, I think, on our healing journeys based on how our quality time has progressed and changed. Mm-hmm. For instance, in our friend group, we have a yearly Mommy Christmas.
Yeah.
So where we get together for Christmas and we do a gift exchange. And this past year, we all went around the room and like gave each other affirmations, and we're crying, and we're just affirming each other, you know. So there's been a shift in even the way our friendship has developed and how the sisterhood has developed. Mm-hmm. More like sisters, you know, chosen family, and moving beyond the friend.
Yeah, really important. And it's interesting because just how we find ourselves in like women-centered or women-only spaces.
Yeah.
I was like reflecting the other day, like, oh, I really only go to like women and femme-centered events, feminist events only. I'm a member at like a women's club at the Wing, and I teach at an all-girls school. So I'm just like constantly like women-centered spaces.
Yeah.
And so then, and you went to an all-girls school.
Mm-hmm.
And you too, like we go to like a lot of the same events.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's just something about those like women-centered spaces that just draws me in.
Yeah.
And I clearly find myself in them, and it does something good for me.
Yes.
And I like being in these spaces.
Absolutely. This is like almost an oversimplification, but I don't have any sisters. I have two older brothers, but I very much grew up like an only child in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I find a lot of comfort in my women relationships, whether that be with my primas, my cousins, or, you know, my girlfriends.
Sure.
I definitely put a lot of value and emphasis on being able to have that connection with other women and like foster that kind of friendship and relationship.
Right. Yeah. It's just something about a women-centered space that kind of allows for those things to come up and to be embraced and talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like otherwise you're having to ask for it or explain why it's necessary.
There's just an understanding. And obviously different women, depending on what racial or ethnic group you belong to, are going to experience things differently. But there is a common understanding and language of the things that women face, such as sexual violence, street harassment, dating violence, intergenerational things.
Sure. Relationship violence.
Expectations that your family and your society will put on you as a woman of color. So there is a common understanding of what we're going through without having to explain it, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it's like creating affinity groups for ourselves.
Yes.
Essentially. And I'm into it. I love women-only spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I keep entering them and staying there.
So we have an amazing guest joining us today. We have the founder, Claudia Mendoza, of the Mami Chula Social Club, based in New York. We have an East Coast guest for y'all.
Yes.
So we're really excited. We're going to bring her on. She's going to talk about self-care, community care, especially for Dominicanas, for Dominican women in New York. And we're going to hear about the space that they're creating. We'll be right back after these messages.
Crooked Minis is brought to you by Upstart.
Upstart.
As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy and getting out is not so easy, especially if your credit score stinks. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you are more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education, your job history, in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, they make it easy, and they check your rate in just a few minutes. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their phones the very next business day. Over 300,000 people use Upstart to pay off credit cards to meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/crookedminis to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes, and they won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/crookedminis. Crooked Minis is also brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep plays a crucial role in one's overall health.
It's so important.
Your wellness, your performance. Great sleep is at the center of a healthy mind, body, and soul. Better sleep means better performance in all areas of life.
And you just feel better.
You feel better. According to Sleep Number research, the optimum sleep environment is 65 degrees with 65% humidity. Wow, that's a lot of humidity. At 65 degrees, our body remains thermally neutral, meaning it doesn't have to do anything to create or shed sleep. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses
Tommy
your
movements. Tommy likes
it firm. I do. And automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning how well you slept and you gain insights on your best sleep. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge, proven quality sleep, and now save up to $400 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You can only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/crookedminis. That's sleepnumber.com/crookedminis. Crooked Minis is brought to you by SimpliSafe. There are over 2 million burglaries reported every year. That's one every 13 seconds. That's a much less popular movie than the other one. What's crazy is that only one in five homes have home security, maybe because most companies make it really hard. It's a hassle. They're annoying. It's expensive. That's why SimpliSafe is our top choice. SimpliSafe protects your whole home, every window, room, and door with 24/7 monitoring, just a fraction of the cost. Their police dispatch is up to 3.5 times faster because they use video verification. So SimpliSafe is designed to blend right into your home. There's no wires. There's no drilling. It's easy to order. SimpliSafe has won a ton of awards from CNET, the New York Times, Wirecutter. Prices are always fair and honest. There's around-the-clock monitoring for just $15 a month. How about that? Visit simplisafe.com/crookedminis. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You got nothing to lose. Go now. Be sure to go to simplisafe.com/crookedminis so they know our show sent you. SimpliSafe.com/crookedminis. Crooked Minis is brought to you by Nordstrom Rack. Crooked Minis is also brought to you by Nordstrom Rack. Save up to 70% off designer brands at Nordstrom Rack.
I love Nordstrom Rack.
If you shop at Nordstrom Rack between October 30th and December 17th, they're going to give you a special extended holiday return period, which means you don't have to worry about the regular 45-day return policy. Any purchases you make, any gifts you buy, anything during this time can be returned up until January 31st, which I know for Love It, that gets you through all the NCAA bowl seasons. So you can see all your games. You don't have to miss
I got
to
see all my games.
Miss a kickoff, which basically means
my kickoffs.
Nordstrom Rack is the only place to go for holiday gifts. They offer free shipping on online orders of over $100. If you enter the code CROOKED at checkout, you can take 10% off your order of $50 or more. One time per customer on online purchases only. That's free shipping on online orders over $100. And if you enter the code CROOKED at checkout, you get 10% off. Check out Nordstrom Rack. Go shopping.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, everyone. So we have Claudia Mendoza of the Mami Chula Social Club joining us today.
Hi, everybody. Straight from New York.
Yes, yes. Claudia's phoning in today from New York City, and we're so appreciative. Thank you so much for taking the time, Claudia, to talk with us this morning. We're talking self-care and community care. And to get us started, we'd love if you could just Tell our Crooked Minis listeners who you are and what you do.
So my name is Claudia Mendoza, and I am the founder of Mami Chula Social Club, and we are a private women's collective based in New York, and our main goal is just to get women together, women of color specifically, to create community, support each other, and empower one another. And we gather once a month for a really, really quirky event. Like a Mami Chula event could be something like a cigar and whiskey pairing event or lesson, or a twerk shop with Cardi B's dancer, or a really elaborate garden party for moms and daughters. The whole point is to get women out of their routine and to build sisterhood.
You mentioned a mother-daughter garden party. So can you talk about the generational, I guess, bridging that you're doing with the Mami Chula Social Club?
Yeah, so I think that the biggest inspiration for Mami Chula was the fact that I wanted to create a social community for my mother and my mother's generation, right? Because I found that when I graduated and started working and was able to like go out and afford to go out on to brunches and dinners and stuff with my friends, it was really hard when I was trying to get my mom to come out to those things, because she just, one, she was a single mother, and she really didn't have a community of women who she can go out with or friends. And I realized that my best friend's moms were also single mothers who were now empty nesters, or who didn't have friends to go out with. So we started organizing little dinners for them, and like happy hour meetups for our moms. And they were super successful. It was a way for our moms to meet other mothers and to also bond with us in a different way. So I knew that starting Mami Chula Social Club, the inaugural event had to be something where we were creating a space to honor our mothers and give them a reason to go out, to get beautiful, to be in a freaking mansion, right? Like, our garden party was held in the oldest house in New York, and we had a harp player. Yeah, we had a harp player. We had a celebrity chef. We had all these things, and pulled out like all the stuff, because I really wanted our moms to feel that, one, they deserve these things and they deserve to be in these spaces, and that we could be creating these types of experiences. And it was such a healing experience for us. And it was like the moms connected, and then they also connected with their daughters, right? And it was kind of like, damn, no one is doing this. Like, we're all so focused on us going out every weekend and like looking cute for Instagram and this and that. And a lot of us forget about our mothers, or forget that they also should have a social life or should be included in some way. And I think that that's one of the biggest missions with Mami Chula, is creating that community for these women of that generation to feel comfortable coming out.
I love that. And, you know, this conversation feels so fitting, because through Locatora, we try to involve our mothers in all aspects, whether that be getting VIP seating at our
shows,
at our live events.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or bringing them to our brunch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's so great to hear everything that you're doing with Mami Chula Social Club. And I want to take a step back, and I want to ask you, what does a Mami Chula mean to you?
Mm-hmm. I know that when you're walking down the street, guys will be like, Diablo Chula, so no Mami Chula, this and that. And I am noticing that, like, it's great that we're not hearing those things anymore as often on the street. Like, you're not getting harassed as much. Uh-huh. But I'm like, yo, you know, it's such a big part of our culture, right? And it's like, a Mami Chula, like, is a boss-ass sexy chick. She is, like, enchanting. She's sweet. She's kind. But then when you put Mami Chula, it's, like, an empowering thing. And I am kind of, like, reclaiming that term and taking it from, being like, guys, yeah, you know, yeah, that's right. I am a mommy chula. Mm-hmm. This is what it means to me.
Yeah, the only time you hear it doesn't have to be vis-a-vis street harassment. Like, you can hear it other times.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love that.
And, you know, when we walked in the Dominican Day Parade and we had the Mami Chula Social Club banner out and you could see old men from the crowd yelling at us, like, it's Mami Chula. We get it. So, like, why would you want to be in something like that? Like, respect yourself. Mm. And we're like,
all that.
Yeah, all of that. And we're right. taking it back. And this is what it means to us. And have you ever seen 60 women all loving each other and creating this sisterhood and this community under this term?
Yeah.
They get so upset when it's not for the male gaze, when we do it for ourselves.
It's like, oh, fuck you.
They
it's
do.
For us now.
Exactly. We took that back.
Wait a second. Yeah. We're supposed to. That's what we say. What?
That's what we say to you.
What?
You're supposed to be my mommy, too.
Right.
No.
So. In the experience of putting these, because you've been doing this, helping women to come together in different mm-hmm. capacities for a while is what it sounds like. And what would mm-hmm. you say that your community, the women that you're organizing and bringing into the fold, what is their self-care checklist? Like, what do they need? What does your community need to be taken care of? Like, what are the community care necessities that, you know, come through when you all get together and have these conversations?
When you come to one of our events, you really feel love and you feel this like, oh, damn, I am a bad bitch. I'm around other bad bitches and we're loving each other. And if I'm a goofball, because I am the biggest dork ever and I'm really, really quirky. So I am like it's always a lot of love and a lot of support. And I think that that in a big sense is a very healing thing for our community, where you are instantly feeling that like women, all shapes and types of women getting together. Like, for example, our twerk shop with Cardi B's dancer, we had these super duper mini shorts that fit me like panties and I was super uncomfortable in them, right? Uh-huh. But then seeing some of my other girls who had all sorts of different body shapes and wearing these shorts and just being like, nah, girl, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to just, you know, just let's love ourselves right now. Uh-huh. And being in that sort of environment where we're going to learn to love ourselves through this process and we're going to do it together. It's such a healing experience. And then we're Dominican women. Something that's major for us is having a conversation around blackness and what that means to us and colorism and what that means in our community. And last month while we were reading Amanda Shula, she touches a lot on her experience with being a black woman and what that means. And we had a really, really deep discussion about that. So definitely, I think that for us, it's understanding these topics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like committing to doing things that you're constantly told you couldn't do, I feel like, or you don't have access to, I feel like it's such an act of self-care and self-love. And being like, you were told that you couldn't be in this mansion. You were told that you can't be, you couldn't learn how to smoke cigars and pair them with whiskey. You were told that, because we had a cosplay dinner where we all dressed up as iconic women, and most of the women, actually like 99% of the women were women of color, and we learned about their stories and also dressed up as them. And it's like we're honoring them.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's super dope. And it was called La Primera Cena because we were like redoing the Last Supper portrait with all these women at the table. And it was like, what would this conversation be like? What would it look like if we're all sitting here together and let's lift up these stories, let's learn these histories or her stories. Mm-hmm. And it was super empowering to do that. And I heard your first episode, actually, and you were talking about the bath bombs and the masks and all that, and how you don't, like, it feels good in the moment, but after, it's like, all right, like, now I have to deal with some shit. But how are we doing the real internal work?
Yes.
How are we learning to have these conversations in our homes with our moms? How are we addressing this intergenerational trauma? It's huge. Like, I think that in the community, I think that what's coming out now is that we really have to start having these real conversations and learning how to have them, where our moms don't feel attacked, where they feel seen, where they feel that they are a part of this conversation and a part of this growth. And now that most of us have the tools, right, or have more access to the tools, because most of us have been to college or have degrees and stuff and are in these conversations in these spaces, it's like, how do we now bring this to our moms in a way that is digestible, in a way that even if we don't, if they don't have breakthroughs, or we don't all have breakthroughs in one session, it's like the next time you come to a Mommy to 11, it might be a party, but you're going to be surrounded by all these women who are loving each other, loving you. And so the next time after that, that you come to a conversation, you're going to feel a little more open to whatever it is we have to talk about or offer, because you know that it's not something where you're feeling attacked, or it's something that is to feed you and that is coming from a place of love.
Yes, that is so important. Thank you so much for sharing with us what you are doing with the Mami Chula Social Club.
Brilliant. Yes.
We are so honored to have spoken with you. You are truly shaking things up, and we cannot wait to see where y'all continue to grow.
Thank you.
I know that you want to expand, so I hope that there's a Mami Chula Club in LA, because
we
will apply for show.
We have moms. Yeah. We'll bring them.
Yes.
Where can folks follow your work and what the Mami Chulas are doing?
You can email us at info@mamichulasocialclub.com. And what's coming up next? We are having a book club talk with the author on Friday, and on November 2nd, we're having a coven party called Bad Witches Only, and we're all dressing up as witches.
I love it, and I saw that sold out within 2 hours or something.
In 2 days. But they're letting us bring more people, so it's open again.
That's fabulous. Well, congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
We hope to meet you in the flesh soon.
Thank you.
You will. Abrazo. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, this concludes our Crooked Minis, me, myself, Kara, and I. This has been really fun. We've had a great time, bringing in all of our interview guests, setting up our episodes, hosting, and being here with all of you, with the Crooked audience. So thank you so much for rocking with us and tuning in.
For more of Locatora Radio, you can tune in on Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We are a survivor-centered podcast, a femme-centered podcast, where we archive the legacies, geniuses, and brilliance of women and femmes of color. Feel free to tune in, follow us on the Instagram. We're on all social media platforms. Thank you once again for tuning in to me, myself, Karen, I.
I'm Mala.
And I'm Diosa.
Besitos.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.